Move to approve warrant 8475.
It should be
8476.
Okay. Second. I have a motion as second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstain. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have minutes from September 9th, 2024. If everyone's had a chance to review, is there any questions on those?
On the back of page 3, where it says outlaw the 2020 personal property taxes.
Okay.
Has moved to move approve. Get rid of the second move.
Okay.
You guys see that?
Good enough catch, can't even find it. Yes.
Move to approve executive session, or excuse me, regular session minutes for September 9th, 2024 with corrections.
They corrected that already?
No. I don't see it.
Yeah. Have a motion on the floor.
Second.
And a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have our bid recommendation, RFQ discussion and decision for insurance broker of record, health and property and liability, number 202405-554. Before we start, we are scheduled for discussion and decision for this morning. I would like to take the opportunity to say thank you to each of the brokers that participated in our RFQ program. Thank you to our committee members that sat through. We did do things a little different this year. The brokers met with the committee first, and then the commission, we received the notes and the questions that the committee had, and then we met with each of the brokers individually. So a little different process, but it gave us a chance to dive in a little deeper with the concerns that the committee had and made for a better discussion. But at the end of the day, I guess the question we ask when we go out for the RFQ, are they qualified? I think the answer to that was yes. All three brokers were qualified to be our broker. Are they willing to go to market for us and find what is best for the county? The answer for that was yes for all three of them. And do they have the resources that our county needs, the size of county that we have? Answer to that was yes for all three of the brokers. So at the end of the day, we are down to making a decision on this. So moving forward, is there any discussion from the commission?
I did pay close attention, I'm sure, as the others did, to those that, the employees and the employees' feelings and suggestions also.
Yep.
And have given it great consideration.
I'm just going over the notes that was presented to us.
Yes.
For today. Do you guys have any other questions, discussion?
I've researched, listened, same as each of you have, so I would entertain a motion if we are ready to do that.
Is it a motion?
Or an IPS?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it, because it's an RFQ.
Mm-hmm.
So just be a bid for insurance broker of record.
Yep.
Do you want to do it?
I would like, we can do it to with health and property and liability all as one, or we can do it in two separate ones. Is that what your question was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Move to award the insurance broker of record for health to Akers and Arney. All this Akers and Arney.
Well, I'll second. Since not hearing a second, I'll second that. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. And then we still have the liability side.
I move to award the property and liability to Barker, Phillips, and Jackson.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
Don, what does that look like as far as workload changes? Again, to be stated earlier, as was stated earlier, everybody's qualified. Everybody did a good job. We took everything into consideration, all the...
Have you worked with Barker, Phillips, and Jackson before? It was that helped train you was in the health.
You can step forward, please, Don. Mm-hmm. With employee benefits, stepping up here, we have Ms. Don Muller.
At that time, it was health that.
Yeah, it was health that I worked with Barker, Phillips, Jackson. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the employees had the most concern. Yeah.
That's where the questions have been brought to.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one we have up is for the property and liability side. Yeah. Or for the liability side.
Property and liability.
Yeah. Is there further discussion? Any questions that need to be answered? Sir? Okay. Well, if there's no other discussion question, we will go to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Sorry, nay. I have one in favor and one against, so I guess it's down to me to decide here. I do appreciate both of you before I cast my vote. This is a tough decision. I mean, it really truthfully is. Everybody brought this to the, came to the table to get our business. I am going to take into consideration the amount of time and the effort it would take to do a transfer, and I don't find any fault in our current broker providing the services that they have in this particular department. So my vote in this will be nay. And with that being said, so motion fails.
Move to award the insurance broker of record for property and liability to Akers and Arney, Aulis Akers and Arney.
If you don't want a second, I'll second.
Still second.
Okay, so I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for the unity of the commission. I know this is a tough time on all of us, and I say this with the deepest emotion.
Yeah.
This is a very difficult time for the commission because this is a big commitment that we make, and we want to thank you all very, very much. We do appreciate all of you.
And as you heard me say already, the only problem that we've had is on the health side, and it's the employees do not feel like they've been served as well as they could have been.
And I think we addressed that in our RFQ, that we have things that we would like to see improved on the broker side. So I think the continued relationship, building that, making a stronger relationship to get the services that our employees desire and need. So,
To be fair, some of the concerns that were brought up can't be fixed by the broker.
Some of them.
So I think that needs to be stated as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so very much. That is the end of that The next item we have on our agenda is the agreement for courthouse flooring rehabilitation, change order number one, file number 24-089M for maintenance. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 3rd, 2024, approving the agreement and the change order.
Do you guys have any questions?
We don't. I don't. This was for the bond.
Right. Move to approve the change order, labeled as change order number one, for the agreement for a courthouse floor and rehabilitation by and between Taney County and Deadman Floor Covering.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our P&Z zoning request. At this time, I'll turn it over to Planning and Zoning Administrator, Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 16th, 2024 Taney County Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case, Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission. For each case, Exhibit C. The Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing is Exhibit D. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. Your first application, James and Cheryl Berry, is order number 9-16-2024-01. So on September the 9th, 2024, the Planning Commission approved a motion to recommend the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one 5.2-acre parcel, which is parcel number 09-2.0-04-000-000-186.000. It's located on East State Highway 76, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential district. The rezoning request is for A1, which is agricultural district. So I'm just jumping straight to Beacon on this one. This is just south of the Bull Shoals Bridge. This is your River Run Park. You see the parcel highlighted. The intent for the A1 zoning is for the ability for Mr. Berry to apply for a conditional use permit for a billboard. In the Planning Commission, he indicated he was going to rebuild this current billboard space, which I think there's just one or two posts left on this, but to do so, this would need to be an A1 parcel. If I throw the zoning layer on, you can see that the yellow is R1. We have C1, and then of course this is A1, but that would rezone that to A1, and he'd apply and go through the Planning Commission meeting for a conditional use permit for outdoor advertising billboard.
Okay.
At that, I'll let the applicant come up and add anything he wants to add.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
So with this, Mr. Berry, just kind of, so it's going to be in the same location there?
I'm not going to swear it's going to be right exactly where that X is, but give or take.
But the whole general purpose to go back somewhere to ag-free conditional use permit is primarily just for the billboard usage along 76. Okay.
I did not realize that billboard was not there anymore. I just was
when they put the sewer through there, they kind of destroyed it.
Okay. So then when it was it not there when we did the zoning, Scott? So if you can't have...
Well, it could have been. That would have made it legal non-conforming.
Okay. So. I was going to say, because I always had, you know, thought it had been a billboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my